Support comes from Gemma, architects, planners, and designers seeking to bring joy to their clients and communities. Details at gemastl.com.
This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. Missouri lawmakers started a special session today where they're expected to consider relief for those impacted by the May 16th tornado. The area is also waiting to see whether President Trump will approve a major disaster declaration, which would open up other resources. More locally, the city of St. Louis is also considering what it can do to help. Joining me now to talk about that is St. Louis Public Radio reporter Rachel Lippman. Welcome back to the show.
Always a pleasure, Elaine.
So, Rachel, the Board of Aldermen met Friday, and one thing they passed was a tax break. Tell us about that.
This basically says that the assessor, upon the request of a property owner that has suffered damage from a storm like the tornado or really any natural disaster, can have that property removed from the tax rolls for the time that it can't be occupied. It's basically saying that you do not have to pay taxes, property taxes, for a home that you cannot live in.
Mm-hmm. Now, the board also considered another measure that would help people who were forced from their rental properties by the tornado. What about this one?
So this is one that did not get sent to the mayor on Friday because of a procedural hiccup. They are going to go into special session tomorrow and pass it. It expands the eligibility for the Impacted Tenants Fund to include individuals whose apartments are rendered unlivable because of the storm. It was originally intended to be for if you have a landlord who isn't keeping up your property and things like pipe burst or the ceilings collapse, and it enables you to get out of that situation. The expansion would allow that to apply for tornado victims.
Mm-hmm. Now, approved applicants would get a month of rent for an apartment of the size they had to leave. So, I mean, 1 month is something, but why not more?
Because it is not meant to be an ongoing relief program. It is not an emergency or ongoing rental assistance program. It's simply meant to help cover things like first or last month's rent, security deposits, the one-time emergency costs that come up with having to leave an apartment immediately that you aren't able perhaps to save up for because you weren't expecting to have to move.
Mm-hmm. Now, this Impacted Tenants Fund, you know, the board approved it more than a year ago and even selected a vendor. Why is it not ready to go, Rachel?
We don't know. It is not clear why we don't have an application or rules available yet or where the gaps were in terms of advancing the operation of this program forward.
Mm-hmm. So where's the accountability then?
Again, we don't know because we're not sure where the gap was.
Yeah. Now, the city has some $300 million from the settlement over the Rams' departure. And in the last session, aldermen could not agree on how to spend it. Now, given this disaster, I mean, could that have been a blessing in disguise?
I mean, yes, I suppose if you want to look at the board melting down being a blessing, that there's now a pool of $300 million potentially available for tornado relief. But what you're going to have to remember is that the scope of the damage far exceeds that $300 million pot of money. I would expect this to go towards emergency contracting, perhaps overtime or emergency hiring of city staff. But I don't know that there may be a way to invest RAM's money for longer term recovery, but the scope of the damage in North St. Louis is going to far exceed that pot of money.
Right. The Board of Aldermen as a whole, were they fairly supportive or even enthusiastically supportive of providing some reliefs? I mean, were there disagreements among them?
No. I mean, the relief for the tax, for the property tax, went out on a consent vote, which is basically just a voice vote, or not a voice vote, but you vote on a number of bills all at one time. I expect that the rental assistance will go out the same way. And I don't think that you're going to see objections to much of the relief. What they are trying to do is make sure that everybody is on the same page, from the mayor's office to the board to Comptroller Donna Behringer on the Board of Estimate and Apportionment, so that you don't see something bogged down in politics and then not advance forward. They want to be extremely intentional about the work that they are doing legislatively and not be, you know, quibbling and squabbling publicly. I imagine that bills that are introduced will be pretty close to the final language, if not, you know, some adjustments. They don't want to have this long, drawn out spat in the same way that they did with the Rams money.
Mm-hmm. Do you have some sense of whether the Board of Aldermen have talked about anything longer term or if it's just these two?
Right now, I think they are focusing and aware that there is immediate low-hanging fruit that needs to be done.
Mm-hmm.
The mayor has spoken about this. The Board of Aldermen have spoken about this. There are needs that they don't even know that they need to address right now.
Mm-hmm.
Things keep popping up as we get, 3, 4, 5 weeks out from this storm that they are going to need to address. As Board President Megan Green said of this property tax break and the rental assistance, this is the lowest of the lowest hanging fruit that we were able to move quickly, a little too quickly. That's what led to the procedural hiccup.
Right.
But we're able to move quickly and advance. Governing, legislating is a complicated thing, and we have to remember that there are a lot of moving parts, what they can do, what they can't do, what they have the funds available for, what pots of money are available.
Mm-hmm. And amid that, before we let you go, Rachel, another thing that you covered on Friday is the race to replace now Mayor Kara Spencer's former 8th Ward aldermanic seat.
Mm-hmm.
How is this race shaping up?
There are 5 candidates. Most of them are from the Benton Park, Soulard, McKinley Heights area. Three of them have run for elected office before, one as a Libertarian candidate. I don't think there will really be any kind of major changes or shakeups at the Board of Aldermen in terms of tilting power. This
mm-hmm.
is a seat that's going to just be filled for 2 years. And yes, they have some major projects that they'll have to deal with, especially in downtown. But, it is a 5-candidate race.
Mm-hmm. And as a quick reminder, the special election for St. Louis's 8th Ward is July 1st, right?
That's correct.
Okay. Rachel, thank you so much for joining us today.
Glad to be here, Lynn.
Rachel Lippman is STLPR's Courts, Justice, and City Politics reporter.
Today's episode was produced by our executive producer, Alex Hoyer.
Audio engineering and podcast design by Aaron Dorr.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.